You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Praise the Lord, this is a combined meeting once a month.
每次想到我们能够跨越我们的年龄、我们的语言和背景，一起来敬拜神，这本身就是一件很兴奋、很荣耀的事情。
It's such a glorious, exciting thing that we can worship all together, beyond our age differences and language.
啊，这个世界的原则就是分，让我们用各式各样的方式在这里把我们分开来。
Because the principle of this world is to divide, it divides us in all.Many different ways.
但是在基督里，我们却是那样子的，愿意跨过自己所有的不同，能够一起来侍奉这位伟大的神。
But yet in Christ, we are willing to overcome all barriers to serve the Lord together.
我不晓得大家刚刚唱了一首诗歌，说我只有一个 desire， 我只有一个心，愿意把自己分别来荣耀神，来归给神。你们的感觉是什么
？What were you thinking? What were we thinking when we were singing the song? We have only one desire. It is to live for Him.
然后他特别说到，我们被分别是为了要归给神的。
Says that we are separated unto the Lord.
然后最近有人要结婚，那么多的新娘礼服，你为什么挑来挑去挑这一件呢
？Some people are getting married, and why do you just pick that one dress for your wedding dress?
那一件要归给你的。
Because that will belong to you.
哦，有那么多的东西，那么多的家具，你为什么买这个？
There are many different types of furniture. Why do you just pick that particular one?
因为它要跟所有的家具不一样，它要成为你的。
Because you will draw it out and call it yours.
神把我们从万民中分别出来，要成为特属神的子民啊。
That the Lord has separated us out from all nations so that we can become His possession.
所以我希望每个主日大家都充满了喜乐、兴奋来到神的家中。
We hope that every Sunday that we'll come to God's house with excitement and expectations.
决定要不甘心，只是习惯性的来聚会而已。
That we're not willing that it would just be a routine.
你们真是要有一个活泼的信心跟盼望，我是来朝见永生神，朝见万王之王。
That we come with the living faith and expectation that we come to behold this King of the Kings.
其实我们眼睛看到的是这样。
Yet maybe what the sight is different.
在属灵的境界里面，你知道吗？我们每个主日，我们是直接登入天庭，来到至圣者宝座面前的。
But it might be the same thing what we see. But in the reality of the spiritual realm, that we are actually coming to the throne of the kings.
平常天使天君都在那里颂赞这位伟大的主。
All the heavenly angels and hosts were singing songs to praise him.
当我们一来的时候，众天使全部撤开，让我们直接进来。
But yet when we approach the throne, all the angels will stand aside so that we can approach to the throne.
我们唱得再烂。天使要鸦雀无声，不准打岔的。
No matter how bad our singing is, the angels will be silent so that they will not interrupt us.
因为神要听我们蒙恩罪人向他的歌声。
Because God desires to hear those sinners who are redeemed to sing praises to Him.
我们很感谢神，今年大家不管在敬拜上，大家更真实的在操练。
We praise the Lord because now we're practicing to worship in spirit and truth.
准时的情形在进步中，我们很感谢主。听说上礼拜86%的人9:30就已经到了。
And we're really making progress to be punctual. I heard that last Sunday about 86% of people were here on time.
那另外一个很感恩的事情就是很多的人在背圣经哈。
Another thing that I'm so thankful is that a lot of people are memorizing the scriptures.
我听到很多背圣经的故事，很感动。
I've heard a lot of stories that are very touching.
我们上个礼拜开 staff meeting 的时候，我说我们当讲员的，甚至外来讲员以后都会很紧张。
Last week at the staff meeting, we said that all our speakers, or even guest speakers, will be very nervous.
我们一引用错圣经，底下人就说你背错了。
That if we make a mistake quoting the scriptures, everyone will know.
这么多弟兄姊妹，连出信的弟兄姊妹，年轻的孩子们都在背圣经，教会的 leader 也非得往前不可，对不对？感谢神。
So many new believers and even young people are memorizing the scriptures. So the leaders, we have to march on as well.
好，我们上一个月讲 abiding， 整个信息集中在 住在基督里，住在主里面。
Last month, all of our messages focused on abiding in the Lord.
这个月我们重点在 pruning, 修剪修理。
And this month, our emphasis will be on the pruning.
我们一起先来读一段我们今天要读的圣经，约翰福音十五章第一节到第三节。
Let's read the scripture together. John 15, verses 1 through 3.
我们用中文读一遍，再用英文读一遍啊！中文：我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。好，现在英文我们也读一遍。
Now let's read in English.I am the true wine, and my Father is the wine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
那么今天的英文字特别小哈，好，没有关系。那我背诵经文在纲要上面写约翰福音十五章一到二节，我后来把它改了，改成以赛亚书五十五章啊。所以你们 program 学来不及，但是纲要上是这样。以赛亚书五十五章也是今天早上的daily scripture 每日背诵经文的经文，我们一起也把它读一遍，好不好？
Let's read the daily scripture together.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。好，英文也读一遍，好不好？
English. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my way, says the Lord. For as the heavens higher than the earth,So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
好，那我们的经文就读到这啊。好，今天我要讲一个主题，讲到天父亲自的栽培和修理。
So today's message is that Heavenly Father's cultivation and pruning.
刚刚的圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树。”我父是栽培的人。
The scripture we just read it says, "I am the true vine, Jesus, and my Father is the vine dresser."
那我希望弟兄姊妹不要轻看这么一句话。
I hope we will not take this verse lightly.
这光光这一句话，如果我们真实的在信心里面接受它，而且在经历里面进入它的话
，If we can truly accept it by faith and enter into it with experience，
我决定相信我们属灵的生命跟我们整个人生要被带到一个不只是 next level， 是一个 almost the highest level。
I believe that our spiritual life will be.Elevated not only to the next level, but even higher level.
在这里，主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树。”
Because the Lord Jesus says that I am the true vine.
那后面就说到：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。”说到我们跟他那个一的关系。
And then he says, "You are the branches; we are one with Him."
所以，当我们重生得救的时候，耶稣基督把他的生命赐给了我们。
Because when we were born again, Lord Jesus Christ has given us His life.
他的生命怎样，我们的生命就应该就可以怎样。
Well, however His life is, that should also be our life.
这是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
然后他说，我父是栽培的人。
And then He says, My Father is the vine dresser.
这个树是父亲自在这里栽培，在这里经营，在这里修理它。
So this vine was planted and cultivated and pruned by the Father.
而让这棵树能够多结果子，结出圣灵的果子来。
So that this vine can yield more fruit, the fruit of the Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到圣父、圣子、圣灵都在这里
？Do you see that both Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all here?
今天我们得到了一个地位。
Today we have an identity.
今天我们可以过一种生活，是跟圣父、圣子、圣灵发生绝对关系的生活。
So today we can live a life that is much to do with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
让我们的生命、性情、力量是从耶稣基督来。
So that our life and our nature, even our strength, come from the Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们整个生活，我们的人生是 神在这里设计，神在这里教育我们，神在这里栽培我们。
And we can live a life that the Heavenly Father is educating us and cultivating and nurturing us.
而是让我们整个人生能够充满了圣灵的果子。
So that our entire life can yield the fruit of the Spirit.
我们可以丰丰富富的进神国。
That we can enter into God's kingdom abundantly.
今天我们讲这个题目，天父亲自的栽培和修理，可能愿意来听这个道的人可能不多。
Today, probably not many people are willing or desire to listen such a message.
今天如果我在这讲说如何让你的人生有一个丰富的人生、丰收的人生，我相信连非基督徒都愿意来听。
If today I'm going to preach how you can live an abundant life, I'm sure even non-Christians desire to hear it.
但是只有在基督里，我们可以活出这个 abundant life.
But only in Christ we can live an abundant life.
弟兄姊妹，太伟大的救恩，神把丰盛的生命给我们，把丰盛的人生和应许也赐给了我们。
This is such a great salvation that God has given us a full life and promise a full life.
你知道圣经上讲到我们这些堕落的人是用什么来形容我们吗
？Do you know what the Bible describes us who have fallen?
很多哈。
There are a lot of descriptions.
那在植物方面是用什么来形容我们
？Do you know what the Bible uses the plant to describe us?
有没有人知道？荆棘蒺藜。
Yes, thorns and briars.
啊，荆棘和蒺藜是一个旧造堕落的人在创世纪出现了。
Because even in the Old Testament in Genesis, the scripture uses thorns and briars.
荆棘不仅仅说到他这个没有什么价值，卑贱的。
Not only that they are worthless, they don't have much value.
荆棘不仅仅说到他是盘地而生，他是跟地发生关系，跟天没有关系的。
And it crawls on the ground that has nothing to do with heaven.
不像香柏木是向天而去的。
It's not like cedar trees; they grow toward heaven.
然后荆棘一个最大的特点就是它充满了刺的。
And the biggest characteristic of thorn is that they're thorny.
它不仅仅不能给人带来祝福，它给人带来伤害。
Not only that, it cannot bring any blessings, but harms and hurts.
所以当亚当堕落以后，这个自私跟自我，这个中心的生活方式已经变成人的本性了。
After Adam fell, then the selfishness and self-centered are the center of man's life.
所以你要一个荆棘变得 fruitful， 那是很可怕的事情。
So if you ask a thorn to be fruitful, it's actually a very dreadful thing.
所以神从来不会去修剪一个荆棘，神从来不会去栽培施肥一个荆棘的。
Therefore, God will never keep or cultivate or nurture or even prune thorns.
所以你千万不要认为说我信了耶稣，让神祝福我、保护我、带领我，让我的人生丰富。神不会让荆棘丰富的。
So please do not think after we believe in Jesus, then God's going to bless me and make my life fruitful, because God will not make thorns fruitful.
但是我们在这里，我们要带着感恩的心，就是神让我们居然可以脱离荆棘，而能够成为真葡萄树。
But then with a thankful heart, because God has caused us to depart from being thorns to become true vines.
他是那棵真葡萄树。
Because He is the true vine.
而我们成为他的枝子。
And we become His branches.
我们没有他，我们离了他，我们不能做什么。
Apart from him, we can do nothing.
他没有我们，也结不出果子来。
And without us, he cannot bear fruit.
他把他自己放在一个受限制的地位，而把这个责任交给了我们。
Because he has limited himself and gave us this commission.
把这个结果子的荣耀和祝福交给了我们。
He has given us this glory.And this blessing to bear fruit.
所以我们有份于这个伟大的生命，有份于神这么伟大的计划，弟兄姊妹，这是恩典。
So this is such a great grace that we are partakers of this glorious plan and purpose.
所以他说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
So Jesus says, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
在以赛亚书第五章第三、第四节，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过，后来神痛苦到一个地步，神说。你们自己做个判断好了，你们自己说，到底这件事是怎么回事
？So, I mentioned to you, in Isaiah chapter 5 verses 3 and 4, that God was so, it was such a painful, he felt such a pain. He says, okay, you judge for yourself. What should I do? What should I do more?
我为葡萄园所做的事情之外，我还有什么可以做的呢？
God himself even cried out, what more could have been done to my vineyard?
整个心，整个爱放到这个葡萄园。他说：“我不知道我还能做什么。What else I can do?
Because he has poured out his love and his heart to this vineyard, and he says, I don't know what else more I can do.
他说：我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒是结的野葡萄呢
？I expected good fruits, then how come I get wild grapes?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我就希望我们现在不管你是在哪一个年纪啊，
I hope no matter what stage of life we are in,
我们都要很谦卑很认真地在主面前，到底我现在在结什么果子。
Let's be sincere and serious. Exactly what kind of fruit are we bearing?
每一个人都在结果子。
Everyone is bearing some kind of fruit.
每一天都在结果子。
And every day we're yielding some kind of fruit.
甚至连我出来的每一句话都在结果子。
And even the words of my mouth,It will bear fruit.
我的话可以造就人，我的话可以安慰人，我的话可以摧毁人，我的话可以伤害人。
Yes, my words can edify and comfort, or can hurt and destroy.
每一个思想都有它的果子。
Every thought has its fruit.
因为种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Because you reap whatever you sow.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到底我们现在在收什么？
So exactly what are we reaping right now?
这就是神心里面他不能够明白的。我花了这么多功夫培养你。
This is something that God just could not understand. I have spent so much effort to cultivate you.
我把我所有能做的都做了，我把我儿子都给了你们。
I've done everything that I could. I even gave you my son.
那为什么今天结出来的不是好葡萄，而是野葡萄呢？
But then why today only I can reap wild grapes?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们来看这个经文的时候，一面我们希望主光照我们。
So, when we study these scriptures, on the one hand, we hope that God will shine His light upon us.
看见我们的亏欠。
So that we can see our shortcomings.
但是另外一方面，我又希望主的话在这里激励我们。
But yet, on the other hand, I hope the Lord's words will inspire and encourage us.
看见我们今天得到的地位。
So that
我们的托付是多么的荣耀。
So that we can see what a glorious position and commission that we have.
居然三而一的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。亲自在这里施恩，亲自在这里做工。
This triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're working together on us.
太伟大的事情了。
What a glorious thing!
所以我们在这里讲修理的时候，大家听到修理都不舒服哈。
Because whenever we talk about pruning, our first reaction is not very comfortable.
对不起，我有时必须常常问一下，不知道在中国大陆来的修理是不是也就是修理，就是要整整你、折磨你，是不是
？So, in Chinese, it means fixing, pruning.
那我们在台湾是这样讲，这个人需要修理，或是眷村的话更粗野，这个人欠扁。
So in Chinese, when we say someone needs to be pruned or fixed or disciplined.
所以我们讲到修理都不舒服，都很怕的。
So our first reaction is we're afraid because it's not going to be comfortable.
但是圣经里面讲到的修理是非常正面的。
But yet, when the Bible talks about pruning, it's very positive.
所以我今天只讲两个点。
Today I'm going to talk about two points.
我重点第一个是重在是天父亲自的栽培和修理，讲到 the higher hand 更高的手，更伟大的手在这里做事。
First, the first thing is that it's a higher hand, our Father in heaven. He is the one that prunes.
第二个讲所有修剪的目的是为了要叫我们能够荣耀神，借着多结果子来荣耀神。
Secondly.All the purposes of pruning is so that we can bear more fruit and the Father will be glorified.
这个是讲到 higher purpose, 是为了更高更正面的目的。
So it's for higher purpose, if a more positive purpose.
那第三个其实我的纲要已经写好了，就是当我们被神修理时。
The third point is when we are being pruned.
但是因为直接讲到如果讲太多的话反而忽略了前两个该有的重要性，所以我宁可把它留到下一次讲。
But I'd rather leave it to next time so that we can focus more on the first two points.
所以你们不要难过，早晚会被修理的。
Don't worry, you will be pruned sooner or later.
那想知道在修理的时候要怎么样子的态度，静待下期分解。
So just wait until next time I'll share with you our attitudes when we're being pruned.
建树你们可以再回来一次哈。那弟兄姊妹在这里讲到是 higher hand for higher purpose.
So it essentially is a higher hand for higher purpose.
一个更高的手，更伟大的手，为了更高的目的，他在这里栽培，他在这里修剪。
A higher hand for higher purposes.That he is pruning and cultivating.
于师母曾经要我去修剪过我们家后院的桃子树，我修得太过头了，第二年一个都不长。
One year, Pastor Nancy asked me to prune the peach trees in our backyard, and I overdid it. So the next year we had no fruit.
所以我去年就前年就修得少一点，结果都是叶子哈。
So last year and the year before, so I took it easy and then pruned a little bit less. And now all we get are leaves.
因为我不是 professional.
Because I'm not a professional.
但是神知道我们的需要，神知道怎么样子修剪，神知道怎么样子让我们多结果子。
But God, He knows our needs. He knows us. He knows how to make us more fruitful.
在以赛亚书第二十七章第三节，他说：“我耶和华是看守葡萄园的。”我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
Isaiah 27 verse 3 says, I the Lord keep it, I watch it every morning, lest any hurt it, and I keep it night and day.
这是神的园子。
And this is God's vineyard.
这是神的葡萄树。
And this is God's branches.
我们是他的子民。
And we are his people.
他不仅仅时刻浇灌，能够供应我们生命上所有所需要的。
Not only that, he waters every moment to nourish and to provide everything that our lives need.
他也昼夜看守。
He also watches it night and day.
免得有人破坏。
Lest any will hurt it.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，主耶稣在地上的时候，约翰福音第十章第十节讲得很清楚，盗贼来是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
Because the Lord Jesus has said that the thief comes to steal, destroy, and to hurt.
好，我这边放了两个图哈。
Now we see two pictures.
你可以帮忙找的，一个是狮子在追小狐狸。
One is the lion is chasing after a little fox.
这是彼得后书说的，你们的仇敌像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可以吞吃的。
Like Second Peter says, our enemy is like a rolling iron, crawling around to find something to devour.
所以你看到狮子的时候，你知道是仇敌。
So whenever you see a lion, you know that it's an enemy.
你看那只很凶恶的狐狸躲在葡萄树里面，你也知道它是仇敌。
And then when you see a fox under the vine, you know that it's an enemy too.
所以仇敌会用非常非常明显的方式 来诱惑我们，来伤害我们，来强暴我们。
Yes, the enemy can use all kinds of obvious ways to entice us and to overtake us.
突然出了 重车祸变残废的，突然长癌症的，突然家里面发生大变故了，我们都知道好像是一个 under attack, 被攻击了。
So if something drastic happened, like an accident or like a serious disease, then we know that we're under attack.
孩子离家出走不回来了，先生有外遇了，我们知道 under attack, 仇敌在攻击这个家。
So if a child runs away from home or a husband has an extramarital affair, then we know that the enemy is attacking this family.
但是我们很少会注意到，像新约圣经，不是像旧约圣经雅各书第二章那里告诉我们，第二章十五节。
But yet hardly we will notice, when something
你们先放经文，
like、Song of Songs,
先不要放图。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
破坏了我的这个计划。雅各书二章十五节那里告诉我们什么
？Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 15. What does it say?
要给我擒拿狐狸，就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。
Catches the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines.
因为我们的葡萄正在开花。
Because our vines have tender grapes.
好，现在小狐狸可以出来了。
Okay, now we can see the little foxes.
你看那小狐狸多可爱。
Look at how cute they are.
你觉得可爱的举手。
Raise your hand if you think
they're so cute. 你看你们大部分都举手，对不对？会去杀他，会去防备他的。你不会，你还想玩他呢。
Do you think you will try to guard against them or even kill them? No, you want to play with them.
但是主耶稣怎么说？圣经怎么说
？But what does the Bible say?
要为我们擒拿狐狸，就是那毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。
Catches the fox, the little fox that spoil the vines.
为什么
？Why?
因为葡萄正在开花。
Because the vines have tender grapes.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看到一棵葡萄树，完全的花都已经掉了，你知道你对这棵树已经 hopeless， 不抱任何盼望，因为它不可能结果子。
Because if you see a vine without any tender grapes or any flowers, then the vine is hopeless. It's not going to yield any fruit.
刚才上一张图，在那么多的葡萄底下，有一个凶猛的一个狐狸，它的破坏性还是有限的。
In this picture, there's this mature big fox under the grapes. The destruction is kind of limited.
因为已经有那么多的葡萄，它顶多吃一部分。
Because there are already so many grapes, so at the most, he probably gets just one bunch.
而且它来的时候，你看得出它是仇敌，你会赶掉它的。
Because when a big fox comes, you can recognize it's an enemy that you will cast away.
但是小狐狸这么可爱。
But yeah, little foxes are so cute.
他在那里跑来跑去，在葡萄园里面跑来跑去，把所有的花都给弄下来了。
That it would run around the vineyard and then destroy all the tender flowers and grapes.
它带来的伤害性远大于那只狐狸。
So actually, the destruction is much greater than what can be done by the big fox.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们的心怀意念，在我们的生活习惯，在我们的 lifestyle 里面，不知道有多少的小狐狸在哪里。
So brothers and sisters, in our thoughts, in our minds, in our lifestyles, we don't know how many little foxes there are.
我们没有警觉，我们甚至喜欢它。
That we are not on guard, we even enjoy and like them.
但是它却给我们带来了致命的伤害。
But yet they can bring us fatal attacks.
它摧毁了我们所有结果子的盼望，它把花都弄掉了。
It will destroy all the hopes to yield fruit.
我们好不容易长到开花了，那是真的花。
So for a long time, finally there are some flowers.
它是朝向结果子的路上迈去的时候，小狐狸出现了。
And it's walking toward yielding fruit, and all of a sudden, little foxes come.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要这位伟大的神，天父是栽培的人，他时刻浇灌，昼夜看守。
So we really need this gardener, this vine dresser, because he waters every morning and watches day and night.
他知道我们什么时候渴了，他知道我们什么时候需要怎样的养分，他知道我们什么时候需要保护，什么时候需要他的拯救。
Because he knows when we are thirsty, when we need protection, and when we need salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
盗贼来是偷窃、杀害和毁坏，我来是要叫人得生命，并且得了更丰盛的生命。
Because the thief comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but I have come to give you life, life more abundant.
整个天父的修剪就是为了帮助我们跟基督之间有一个正确的关系。
Because all the pruning done by the Father, so that we can have a right relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们能够从基督里面吸取我们所有需要的养分、枝浆、水分等等，而让我们能够为神结出果子来。
So that we can draw all nutrients, all the saps from this bread, from this vine, so that we can yield more fruit.
而另外一方面，他就为我们看守。
And also, He watches for us.
所以在这里我们看见的是一个更高的手，一位伟大的父，他亲自栽培，他亲自修剪。
Therefore, here we can see a higher hand is our Heavenly Father who is doing the pruning.
我们想到被修剪的时候虽然不舒服。
Yes, when we are being pruned, it's not comfortable.
但是我们决定要知道是在神的手中。
But we have to know we are in God's hands.
要对他有信任。
So trust Him.
在德国集中营里面，墙壁上有人留下一句话，你知道很多犹太俘虏都被杀啊。
During the World War II, there were concentration camps for the Jews, and then one of the concentration camps, there's some words on the wall.
那个犯人不是犯人，犹太人在集中营被杀之前，有人在墙壁上留下了一句话。
Some Jew before he was killed, he wrote something on the wall.
虽然乌云满布，让我看不见阳光。
Even though there's so many dark clouds, I cannot see sunshine.
但是我知道，在乌云之上，公义的日头永远存在。
But yet I know this righteous sun is always there above the clouds.
这个叫做信任。
And that is trust.
What have you learned after listening to the programs?Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.